in the headlines. Tourism officials planning a big sports tourism push and efforts to boost airlift into the country. Efforts continue to detect and seize new psychoactive drugs. Export markets being sought for local agricultural produce. The ambulance service says more staff needed to adequately serve the country. And Donald Trump asks the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn his Colorado poll ban. The latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning. I am Ronald Clark. The Barbados Tourism Authority is planning a big sports tourism push and will be boosting airlift into the country to increase arrival numbers this year. BTMI Chair Shelley Williams provided Starcom Network News with a tourism update.
You're going to see a heavy emphasis on sports tourism for this year. You know, we have the World Cup coming. We have a big announcement in terms of other sports and other disciplines. You see, yachting is going to take place this month. So we're pushing a heavy emphasis on sports tourism, especially this year.
Ms. Williams highlighted the additional airlift.
You're going to see us growing and using regional carriers to open up those U.S. gateways and other gateways that we see very important to us. So we're not going to just wait for the traditional U.S. carriers to open up this for us. We're also going to be, you're going to see in a short order, or other regional airlift opening up gateways, new gateways for us. So we have a lot of plans.
BTMI Chair Shelley Williams. The National Council on Substance Abuse will be facilitating training for key partners of its early warning systems as it continues work to detect the use of new psychoactive drugs on the island. These sessions are part of the NCSA's activities for Drug Awareness Month, which is recognized in January. Last year, the authorities were able to detect ecstasy, meth, and synthetic marijuana locally and seized some of these drugs through the early warning systems. NCSA Deputy Manager Troy Wickham outlines how the training is to benefit the participants.
We have some sessions with the Barbados Police Service, which will focus on newer psychiatric substances, how the early warning system can benefit the members of the Barbados Police Service and the role they actually play in the early warning system in terms of identifying, handling, and submitting new psychiatric substances for testing, as well as we have a session plan with the members of the A&E department and how they can become active members of the early warning system based on what they're saying by persons presenting themselves to the A&E department under the influence of any substances.
While providing an update on those substances discovered last year, he said they've been receiving unconfirmed reports of new drugs in circulation, which the NCSA are investigating.
I can say that since then, the police have been making some seizures, some more seizures as it relates to the MDMA. We are still following closely or paying close attention to the synthetic cannabinoids. There have not been any further reported seizures. That's not to say that there is still not present on the island. I can say there's some anecdotal information floating around about some unconfirmed MPS as well. And we're closely monitoring that situation. There's some anecdotal information suggesting that there are more on the island. We are investigating it.
Deputy Manager of the National Council on Substance Abuse, Troy Wickham. The Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition is hopeful that a new policy to make healthier foods more affordable can be implemented this year. This was revealed by the chairman of the coalition, Professor Dr. Anne St. John, as just one of the organization's priority areas for 2024. She explained discussions were held with government last year, and they are hopeful that the measure can be carried through.
We are working towards a policy for making foods more affordable in the area of swapping taxes. The possibility of swapping taxes is a method which has been used, and this means that unhealthy foods have the higher taxes And healthy foods have lower taxes, so you're swapping the taxes. And the inroads were made with government support and interest demonstrated during 2023. So we are hoping that this will be put in place.
Chairman of the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Dr. Anne St. John. Efforts are on to open export markets for local agricultural produce. Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir, outlined the plan.
We have looked at increased production of sweet potato because we want to start to export those. And we are looking at some quantities, but 2 40-foot containers to start with. And then we will continue to ramp up. So that is what we're going to be working on immediately. And then we're looking at how we can also ramp up production of all of our Scotch bonnet peppers, because we do already have an interest for those. And if I can start with like 1 40-foot container and then ramp up, we can go there.
Minister Weir spoke of other opportunities.
I am to resume conversation with a gentleman who wants to export from Barbados. He wanted to start, I think it was about 3 40-foot containers a month, but we had stalled that because we had to get the farmers on board in order for us to be able to pursue that. And once we can get the price fixed, we're going to go run it with that as well.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indah Weir. Calls are being made for more staff at the emergency ambulance service to address the response time of people requesting assistance. Consultant head of emergency ambulance service, Dr. David Byer, made that call in the wake of numerous complaints about the slow response time of ambulances. Dr. Byer told the media on the sidelines of the delivery of a new ambulance at the EAS headquarters, they have reached out to the authorities to increase staff.
I mean, ambulances basically work with staff, and so we have actually made the recommendation to have some more staff, and I think that is before the powers that be. So hopefully, if that is approved, we should be able to have more staff to be able to service the population.
Dr. Byer said they are hoping to improve service in the southeastern areas of the island.
There are some areas, though, I would say in southeastern Barbados, St. Phillips and John, etc., which we service from this station, where the response time is something that we would like to improve. We've made a recommendation that somewhere probably in the Six Roads or some other area in St. Phillip to be able to be used as a jump-off point would aid in terms of response time to those areas to render care.
Consultant Head of Emergency Ambulance Service, Dr. David Byer. Poverty and corruption have been identified as the main drivers of Jamaica's high homicide rate. That's the consensus among respondents in a recent poll which canvassed public perception about the main cause of the country's high murder count. One of the 1,015 people who participated in the poll, 24% pointed to poverty being the most significant element driving up murders, but 23% of respondents believe corruption is the main culprit. While the distinction is clear for these two variables, a raft of other reasons were also listed by the respondents. And Donald Trump has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a Colorado ruling that barred him from running for president in the state. In December, Colorado's top court said it had found convincing evidence Mr. Trump was involved in insurrection at the time of the 2021 U.S. Capitol riots. Top stories, tourism officials planning a big sports tourism push and efforts to boost airlift into the country. And efforts continue to detect and seize new psychoactive drugs. That's the latest from Starcom Network News. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.